Well, it may be the end of the season, of course, now some weeks ago, and the work continues unabated. But already the words 2018 written large in lights around the names Matt and James. It will soon be January, and I suppose then that when we do finally say goodbye to what's been a vintage 2017. And a lot of people excited that we end it with two horses, namely Cracksman and Enable, both of whom, amongst the big winners on the Knavesmire during 2017, are going to stay around. And that's great, exciting news for everybody.
It is, and it's been a tremendous year, and we're hugely grateful to the connections of all the horses that have run with us over the 2017 season. Remarkable, this period of reflection, when you look back and you now realise that seven of the top 10 of the highest rated horses in Europe grace the Knavesmire. You mentioned the imperious Enable, the fabulously exciting Cracksman, the way that sport works already, people are looking forward to. Which races will they run in next year? We know that the Jumbo International is particularly close to the heart of Prince Khalid Abdullah. He's been a marvellous sponsor of it. He's seen his horses twice over, the wonderful Frankel run it. So you'd like to think that the Judmont International on the 22nd of August is somewhere around the dining room table as they're making plans for Enable 2018. But you know, we look back on her win in the Darley Yorkshire Oaks. We like to think the fourth Oaks of her season was the one that really mattered to them as she won here that day in August to a tremendous reception. And that's the sort of thing that makes racing, we think, in Yorkshire and in York special for the connections, that warmth of reception. They know when they've seen a good horse, whether it was Marcia, whether it was Enable, whether it was Ulysses winning that first £1 million Jumbo International. It's been a tremendous season. Lovely for the team to pick up a couple of awards as we go through the Christmas awards season. We redouble our efforts ahead of 2018.
And the nice thing too is that we go into the winter without what I would call a really stupid priced favourite for either classic. Nothing really took the two-year-old programme by storm. So who knows what the future holds for the likes of Sands and Mallet and a few others that won the big two-year-old races here when the classic season comes upon us.
The classic season will always unfold, as you say, as we get through April, as we come to the Dante Festival. We'll see who wins that Betfred-backed big race, you know, Permium this year. Sadly, an ill-fated contender from Mark Johnson's yard looked so impressive when winning in May. And the same with the Tattersall's Musadora, hoping to shine a light on the Phillies Classics market. You mentioned Sands of Marley. We've just celebrated the 247th Jim Crack Dinner. His owner, Peter Swan, was starting to outline plans, and they think he's possibly bred for speed. So they may be looking the route of possibly coming to the listed Westo Stakes here at the Dante Festival and onwards to the likes of a Commonwealth Cup for three-year-old sprinters at the Royal Meeting in mid-June. But always a fascinating time of planning and expectation. You talk to the trainers this time of year, and they're hoping their two-year-olds progress. They're hoping their three- and four-year-olds stay fit. Sport doesn't stand still. We don't stand still here on the Knavesmire either. We're looking forward to some new building projects being opened.